The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, this wonderful nativity scene is conveyed to us by Matthew has many parallels with the Lucan account. Matthew's account really traces things from the vantage point of Joseph, whereas Luke's account traces things from the vantage point of Mary. And in this particular account, we hear that all-important phrase that we hear repeated in Luke, namely that Jesus is conceived by the Holy Spirit, that Joseph then is not the the real father, but really the foster father of Jesus. The real father of Jesus is, of course, God the Father through the Holy Spirit. And that's a theme, of course, that is, not new to any of us. It's one that is paralleled with Luke. And sometimes we hear, that, this is something that the early Christian church has just borrowed from pagan cults, et cetera, et cetera. This wonderful historical exegete by the name of N.T. Wright, just puts this whole accusation in its context. What Wright notes is that no early Christian in his right mind would want to imitate the pagans in any way, shape, or form. So first of all, this is not something that the Christians are borrowing from the pagans. That would have been the most repulsive thought, and the very thought of an evangelist putting this in the scripture, the very repulsive thought of the Christians at that time is just simply out of the question. So, clearly the church is not borrowing this from pagan religions, I'm going to get an idea here, because it would have just been repulsive. In fact, it's just the opposite. The fact that there is Hercules or something that has, a divine father and a human mother, right? The fact that the church puts this in its scriptures, when it, in point of fact, has a coincidence with a pagan story, which would be found repulsive, shows you how true it must be. The church would certainly not want to be drawing parallels arbitrarily from anything pagan. They would have put it in, because it was true, even though, it had a coincidence with something they found repulsive in the Gentile religion. So that's the first thing that's interesting. The second thing, of course, is, the idea, of Jesus' conception is, through the Holy Spirit, there's this mention made Mary's virginity that's very clear in both Matthew and Luke, not only talking about, the doctrine of perpetual virginity, but again, establishing the fact that Joseph is the foster father of Jesus, and that God is the true father of Jesus. He is divine. He has a divine origin. And if this were not clear by this point, from the Holy Spirit, intervening from this, Jesus being the having his divine father, at the end, Matthew emphasizes his name, which he finds in the Isaiah passage is Emmanuel, which means God with us. So it's this divine child, this origin, right? Is absolutely validated, by the prophets themselves. And what Wright, takes pains to make clear is that, when you look at this passage, there's just no way you can say that it didn't have some kind of validation, right, beyond, maybe a report from Mary or a report from Joseph that becomes part of the Christian tradition right, in today's gospel. Surely that's the origin of the story. But the validation comes again and again and again in Jesus' miraculous power, which he performs by his own authority, in Jesus' resurrection and glory, clothed in the divinity of Christ, in Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit, in God's validation of the apostles who later are using that very Holy Spirit to work miracles in the name of Jesus, which would have never occurred if Jesus had not been who the church said he was, namely the Son of God. So again and again and again, we get this validation of this doctrine. And so, you know, I think we can be very, very clear about one thing. You know, this comes right out of Christian history. This comes right out of a historical core. And the historical core has to be initiated by Mary herself. It has to be initiated by the one to whom this happened. Mary, who is very close to the apostles, not just given by Jesus to John at the foot of the cross, but close to the apostles at Pentecost, sitting up there in the upper room with the apostles, as the Acts of the Apostles testifies. It is Mary who is the origin of this tradition. And isn't it marvelous to behold that God cared so much about us that he actually came to be with us in this remarkable, miraculous, and beautiful way. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.